With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Democrats wasting no time in their attempt to oust President Trump from office. First, they're pushing for Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke constitutional authority to remove Mr. Trump. And if that fails, impeachment proceedings are set for Wednesday. Two U.S. Capitol police officers have been suspended for their actions during last week's riot at the Capitol.
Taking selfies, and another Capitol police evidently put on a MAGA hat and was walking people. I'm not sure all the details. They have been suspended. Someone else has been arrested.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan chairs a committee that oversees the Capitol Police. And with the possibility of violent protests surrounding the Biden inauguration, security is being stepped up in the nation's capital.
At least 10,000 National Guard troops will be deployed in Washington by this weekend, with authorization up to 15,000. Also, the National Park Service is shutting down public access to the Washington Monument until 4 days after the inauguration, as authorities cite credible threats to disrupt the event.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the FBI warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C., ahead of the inauguration. Also at SRNNews.com, California Governor Newsom saying the coronavirus continues to rage in his state.
39,839 individuals in our latest reporting period have tested positive for COVID-19. You can see the seven-day average at a little over 40,000.
Indonesian Navy divers searching the ocean floor, recovering the flight data recorder from the jetliner that crashed in the Java Sea last weekend with 62 people on board. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 75 points. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A young child and a Jacksonville police officer are expected to make it after a car crashed into the officer's cruiser. It happened early yesterday morning on I-95 in Jacksonville. Authorities are still looking into why it happened. The Lot J deal could get the green light today. Last week, the Jacksonville City Council voted down proposed revisions to the deal, which would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development in that area just needs to pass one more City Council vote, which is expected to be taken today. A woman's in trouble for allegedly stealing a school bus. News for Jax reports Nassau County Police is saying that late last week, Melissa Lacey took the bus and parked it in someone's driveway. Police found her inside the bus after getting a call from the people who live there. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Chafee Road and Hammond Boulevard. It's from an accident that still has the right lane blocked, so if you don't have about 17 minutes to spare, try and take Beaver Street. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Expect a cloudy day today with a high around 60. This evening, only a few clouds and a low of 42. Right now, 62 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Members of the Trump administration say the president's last few days will be focused on his successes, from the border wall to Operation Warp Speed. The FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of the president-elect Biden's inauguration. And Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
Coming up on 7:05, good Tuesday morning, Dean Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600, the three fastest hours anywhere on Morning Talk Radio, all the way with you tonight a.m., also following the morning show. Later in the morning, we'll have some podcasts ready to go. Also, just go to the website, WBOB.com, and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. A lot of news stories to get into about the Yahoo Finance reporting on Twitter taking a massive hit on their market value. Also, businesses saying that they're not going to give them any more money to the Republican Party. The latest, what is President Trump going to be doing in the last several days? Members of his administration says instead of focusing on what happened last Wednesday, instead the administration is going to try to focus on some of the successes of the last 4 years. Fox News' John Roberts.
White House staff is trying to keep the temperature down. Keep President Trump focused on the accomplishments of his administration, or the president will travel to the southern border to inspect new border wall that has replaced old fencing. The White House wants to arrange other events on Operation Warp Speed, rebuilding the military and economic growth.
As we reported yesterday, there was online chat reported by the media about how that there were online activists talking about infiltrating maybe the Biden inauguration, about having protests taken place. Now, the FBI says, and they're warning all 50 state capitals of massive armed, that's the key word, armed protest before, on, and after Inauguration Day.
The FBI is issuing an ominous warning about plans for planned armed protests in all 50 states, all state capitals, before, during, or after Joe Biden's inauguration.
The FBI taking this incredibly seriously, I'm told from a source. They do not want to see a repeat of what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. Now, right now, federal authorities are talking about a bulletin, circulating this bulletin, talking not just about protests, but armed protests that could pop up not only in Washington, but around the country. Right now, governors taking this memo seriously from the FBI, as the Department of Homeland Security announced it will up security measures even more for this year's inauguration.
Twitter takes a massive hit. Massive hit. 12% lost in market value. $5 billion was lost yesterday. This was, of course, this all happened after the social media company announced they were permanently going to ban President Trump from its social media website. Yahoo Finance, Emily McCormick.
Turning to Twitter specifically, what some analysts have been saying around what this decision to ban Trump's account means for the platform. And some analysts are saying that this is going to be consequential for Twitter's business model, that this decision could dent profits by up to 10%, since Trump may potentially create his own platform or turn to another platform to post and pull away some users from Twitter. And in doing so, Twitter could then have less of a user base to actually use to attract those advertising dollars.
Yahoo Finance also reports that investors are worried that the social media platform may erode interest by other people out there. And what if the company wants to have other censorship of other conservative voices? Could this lead to a massive boycott among the company? Host of the story, Martha McCallum, points out big tech companies gave massive amount of money, 10 to 1 to the Democrats compared to the Republicans in the 2020 election.
This is an interesting comparison of the donations to the Trump campaign and to the Biden campaign by Alphabet, which is Google and Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook. You can see the tremendous disparity. Google, $4.3 million to the Biden campaign, $106,000 to Trump, Microsoft, $2.3 million, and you can see the Trump comparison at $247,000. So it's obviously a striking difference, not surprising.
A wave of corporations are now announcing that they're going to cut off donations primarily to the Republican Party for those who oppose the Electoral College results and, quote, would vote to undermine our democracy. That's what Blue Cross and Blue Shield announced yesterday. Fox News' Alex Hogan.
A growing number of corporations also announcing they will suspend political donations to Republicans who opposed President-elect Joe Biden's certification, among them Marriott International, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Airbnb, and American Express. Greeting card company Hallmark, the company also pulling campaign contributions from two Republican senators. Big name financial companies like Citigroup, JP Morgan, Visa are among those announcing a pause on all political donations.
Yahoo News also points out that even while JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs are halting on this, that this is really not something new. This has happened before.
There are sort of two camps. The one camp, which is represented by Citigroup and JP Morgan, has said that they will stop contributions to all politicians for the next 6 months or so. And then there's a couple of other companies, most notably Marriott, the hotel company, and Blue Cross Blue Shield, which said specifically that they will not be giving monies to any of the lawmakers who participated in the objection to the certification of President Biden.
But Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman sounds very displeased. He says there are not enough corporations out there calling for bans to give money on the Republican Party. He says give it about 6 months, it'll go back to business as usual.
Those companies said they were willing to do anything, which was suspend donations to those Republicans who objected to the certification of the legitimate vote. So I think corporate America is not really doing much here. And my prediction is 6 months from now, this is all going to be back to normal. I think that Republicans will continue to get this funding. And there's a big reason they will, which is Republicans, for all the objectionable elements in the party, Republicans still stand for lower taxes and less regulation and things that businesses favor. So I think they are going to continue to get financial support from most of corporate America.
With the Democrats now taking over the White House, the U.S. Senate, and holding on to the U.S. House of Representatives, they say they plan to go big time for the next stimulus package.
As progressives pressure Joe Biden to go big, liberals reportedly want Biden to use executive orders to reshape the economy, climate policy, and everything else in between.
Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell, CNBC reports some of the intricates and some of the logistics inside a brand new stimulus bill, which will be rolled out. And folks, when you listen to this, it is Christmas all over again for the Democrats.
And Democrats on Capitol Hill have their own ideas about what this new bill should look like. Moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is calling those $2,000 stimulus checks, says they can't be a carte blanche. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says that they are a promise that must be kept. Unemployment benefits may not be an easy swing either. Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Ron Wyden, is pledging to push for his proposal to boost those benefits by $600 a week all the way through October. But that might be too much and too long for some Democrats. Remember, there were 18 House Democrats who voted against the $2 trillion aid package back in October. Many of those seats are now held by Republicans, which means that the margin of error for Democrats in the House is even smaller. Meanwhile, progressives have their own wish list, too, including canceling up to $50,000 in student debt compared to the $10,000 that Biden has proposed. They also want to strengthen worker safety protections, raise the minimum wage, and create 600,000 jobs to care for children and for the elderly.
You know, I got to tell you something. I listened to this. Roger and I were laughing about this in hour number one. It is Christmas all over again for the Democrats, knowing you might as well go bold, go big, knowing that, and this is what we always say, trying to always overreach, knowing that your goal, let's say that your goal is to lose 20 pounds, always go for 30. You may not hit the 30, but if you hit the 20, you still made your mark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my grandmother used to say, always shoot for the stars, because if you don't make it, at least you'll hit the treetops.
Interesting. Okay. So anyway, yeah, some of it. Anyway.
Don't disrespect my grandma.
I'm not, man. All right. So what I'm getting at is that knowing, so they're going to go big, you'll probably see the $2,000 stimulus checks coming in.
Manchin says no, though. Not. I don't know what he means by not a carte blanche.
In other words, how are you going to pay for it, maybe, number one. But number two, it's going to be, I don't know. We're going to be talking about this coming up in a few minutes with one of my favorite economists, Jonathan Williams. You know, you've got Joe Biden out there who says that him and Bernie can agree on many issues. But, you see, Bernie wants to eliminate student debt overall.
Right.
I wonder if the win-win, at least on the surface for Democrats, is, you know, Biden's out there talking about canceling $10,000 to $15,000 worth of student loan debt. Is that still considered a win-win for Democrats?
I believe it's a win-win for anybody with student debt, because the worst case scenario is that you'll have $15,000 to $10,000 of your debt eliminated. Best case scenario, if you've got debt, is Bernie Sanders' plan, $50,000, which I doubt will happen.
Couple of comments. I throw out it's kind of a trivial question out there. Businesses now, this is not new, folks. We've seen this happen. Right now, I think a lot of the Wall Street companies are going to sit back and not give any money to a lot of elected officials to see, especially in the U.S. Senate. they know where the House is going to go, but where's the U.S. Senate going to go now with a 50-50 split? Will they tend to be more moderate, more liberal, or maybe a little bit on both sides? Conservative, I guess moderate would be a little bit of conservative and liberal out there. So this is not new, so don't be surprised by this. But here's my question. Wall Street and companies that have said, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Marriott Hotels have said, we're not going to give any money to those Republicans that opposed the certification of Joe Biden last week because, quote, they undermine our democracy. Where are these groups hypocrites at? The only hint I can give you without giving it away, and I'm dying to hear I'm dying for some of you to guess what I'm getting at.
The question itself is, in my opinion.
Okay. Roger's not going to answer yet. 904-831-0600. The question is, where is companies a hypocrite on giving money to groups that, in other words, if you undermine our democracy, we're not going to give you any money. Where are they hypocrites on of groups they've given money to? Think about that for a second. How many of y'all know the answer? 904-831-0600. Email address ed@wbob.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Beach Boulevard headed east, right between Spring Park Road and just before Hart Expressway. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Expect a cloudy day today with a high around 60. This evening, only a few clouds and a low of 42. Right now, 62 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hi, my name is Grant. For the past 17 years, I've been hooked on drugs, off and on, and in and out of rehabs. I had everything I could ever need, my wife, children, family, a home, and I was still unhappy and lost. I was finally forced to make a decision, and I chose City Rescue Mission. Since coming to CRM and participating in the Lifebuilders Addiction Recovery Program, I have been able to focus on myself and build my relationship with God. My counselors motivate me and encourage me and have shown me how everything can be given over to God. I no longer feel the anxiety and stress that consume my life and have finally found the peace I needed thanks to City Rescue Mission and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. This story is just one example of the many lives that have been transformed. This holiday season, you can give the gift of hope and new life to someone in need. Please visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help provide hope, healing, and change to those in greatest need.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration. Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas. And Twitter stock takes a hit after the social media site announced they would permanently ban President Trump.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
You know, one of the things, some of the emails that have been coming in this morning, and I totally agree with several of you about, even some of these are the liberals. I know as much as you don't like Trump, some of you are saying, you know, this whole banning, what happens if Republicans get in control and try to rearrange Section 230? What could happen there? Yeah, but here's the thing that I'm getting at is, for example, I supported the peaceful protest last year when they shut down the economy here locally, and there wasn't many people that showed up at the state capitol, but I supported that, and why not? I didn't understand, well, individuals were showing up at state capitols last year with their guns on their back, even though there were no incidents of violence, but showing up with their guns to protest businesses being shut down. I think this should be very worrisome to some of the states out there, of, and I get where many of you are coming across some of the emails this morning, that, for example, let's say you want to sit back and say, hey, for example, session kicks in first week in March, from March till April 30th, maybe May the 1st for Tallahassee. What if you wanted to go up and let's say the unions sit back and go, we want to go up and protest Governor DeSantis by not allowing more pay to come in or education funding? Could I sit back and go, uh-oh, here's a protest that could turn violent? Or then again, if you sat back and said, hey, this came from a conservative protest or a conservative group on Facebook, and they came out and said, hey, we just want to protest a pro-school choice bill. OMG, it's by a boatload of nutty conservatives out there. That's what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. We should ban that on our Facebook chat as well. See, this is where I'm just saying, I understand that you've got to have groups look at this to determine, but this is a little bit ridiculous. I mean, if you got some Proud Boys or some groups out there that is known to start this nonsense, then fine. If you want to ban them, go ahead. But to other groups out there on both sides that don't have a track record of starting up a bunch of nonsense, why would you want to ban or question their post about a certain march or protest taking place?
Some people have a very difficult time being non-biased, to be frank with you. They define right and wrong, and maybe you and I are even guilty of ourselves, as whether or not there's an R or a D hyphen after it. And if it's a hyphen R after it, then these are the good guys. Hyphen D, oh no, all pandemonium is going to break out.
So the big question is, there's a double standard out there. Businesses have said now they're not going to give, some of the companies like Marriott, and of course when it comes to Blue Cross Blue Shield, said that because, quote, you Republicans undermine democracy, we're going to halt giving you any money for some time. They're hypocrites. It's a double standard. Give me an issue and a topic where these companies have a double standard on of who they give money to for certain causes and who they don't give money to. How many of y'all can guess what I'm getting at? Man, I'm dying for some of you to get the answer. Hypocrites by these companies to, quote, undermine democracy, undermine the rule of law. We're not going to give you any money, but yet they've given other people money. Can anybody point out to what I'm pointing out of where the pure hypocrisy by many of these companies? Can some of you guess it? Man, I hope you can get it. 904-831-0600. JC, what's up this morning, man?
Well, most of that money's going to start going back to the Chinese Communist Party. You know, Gordon Chang, who's a Chinese expert, he basically tweeted the other day that all of the domestic manufacturing that Trump brought back to the United States that Walmart was using, they decided to change that manufacturing back to China. You know, Trump was trying to lower prescription drug prices. Biden's in there. You hear them talking about, we're going to raise drug prices now. It's going to get bad, guys. It really is going to get bad. You're going to see what's going to happen. It's scary.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. Mine has, let me give you a hint. It has nothing to do with spending in a bill. Has nothing to do with China. That should be your big hint. We have seen companies over the last, let's say, I don't want to give it away, a couple of years, will give money to one group that they think is doing a good job, but they won't give money to, quote, Republicans. And I didn't support opposing the certification last week. It was a show horse. Josh Hawley, who I like, Ted Cruz, who I like, but both of these guys want to run for president. Hawley was selling a book. Cruz just can't have the light shining anybody else except him. I like Ted Cruz, but I call it the way it is, okay? But there is a major hypocrisy, double standard lie, if I can use that word, by big corporations that have said, well, these guys were trying to undermine democracy, yet other groups have done it as well. Where have, or give me an example of where these companies have been pure hypocrites on. How many of y'all can give me one? 831-0600. Let's go to Dan real quick. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning. I think they're just setting themselves up to get in bed with the Democrats so that they don't come down on them so hard.
Well, I don't know if I would. That's not my answer. I. But here's the thing. It's a 50-50 split with the Republicans. I mean, again, Republicans may still have some sort of leverage when it comes to the U.S. Senate on some of the votes out there. There's a double stick. Come on, folks. Some of you should get this. Over the last couple of years, companies have given money to what other groups out there, but yet we're not going to give money to Republicans because they undermine democracy. Where's the hypocrisy? Big time here. Some of you should already be guessing this. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295 headed south, right between New Kings Road and Pritchard Road. It's from an accident that has a left lane blocked, so add about 20 extra minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It's going to be a cloudy day today with a high of 62. This evening, a few clouds. Overnight, our low will be 43. Right now, 61 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIP.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco, Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra, Rue St. Mark in San Marco, Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway, and the three M Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours. If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Okay, for those of you on hold, I want to give you plenty of time. We got a bottom of the half hour break. I want to give you guys plenty of time. One of the callers actually typed it in and said they had the right answer. Let's go, girl. But you got to wait on me. Unfortunately, because of the schedule, I can't wait on you. The question is at 831-0600. Over the last couple of years, I mean, real quickly, the companies have said, we're not going to give any money to some of the Republicans out there because they opposed the certification last week. Quote, you undermine our democracy, you undermine our rule of law. Tell me where corporations are hypocrites just on that alone, where they've given money to other groups or other groups out there, political groups whatsoever, but yet it was wrong for what the Republicans did, but they've given money to other groups out there who have said that have shown support for democracy. Where are these groups hypocrites on? Or where are Wall Street and some of these other big companies hypocrites on? Love to hear your view. See if you can get the answer. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House Democrats wasting no time in their drive to oust President Trump from office. First, they're pushing for Vice President Pence to invoke constitutional authority to remove Mr. Trump. And if that fails, impeachment proceedings scheduled for tomorrow. Two U.S. Capitol police officers suspended for their actions during last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. One of the officers put on a MAGA hat. The other took a selfie with a protester. With the possibility of violent protests surrounding the Biden inauguration, security being significantly increased in the nation's capital. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Right now, the Dow futures are up 58 points. On NASDAQ futures ahead 49. S&P futures 11 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Jacksonville police were called in to break up a shouting match, but by the time they got there, they were looking at a homicide investigation. News for Jax reports that they got the call to come to a store at Moncrief and New Kings Roads at around 7 and arrived to find that a man had been shot to death. It didn't take them long to find the man who's believed to have pulled the trigger. A young child and a Jacksonville police officer are expected to make it after a car crashed into the officer's cruiser. This happened early yesterday morning on I-95 in Jacksonville. Authorities are still looking into it. The Lot J deal could get the green light today. Last week, the Jacksonville City Council voted down proposed revisions to the deal, which would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development in that area just needs to pass one more City Council vote. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 295 headed south, right between New Kings Road and Pritchard Road. It's from an accident that has a left lane blocked, so add about 20 extra minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It's going to be a cloudy day today with a high of 62. This evening, a few clouds. Overnight, our low will be 43. Right now, 61 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas. Twitter stock takes a hit after the social media site announced they would permanently ban President Trump. And a wave of corporations say they will freeze political donations to Republicans after the Capitol Hill riots last week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600.
800-600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, we're going to get to our guests in a quick moment. Email address, ed@wbob.com, 734 Ed Dean Roger Henderson, 831-0600. Hank, what's up this morning, man?
Hey, not much. I was going to try to take a stab of your hypocrisy thing, and the biggest thing that I can think of off the top of my head is that all of these corporations giving big-time money to BLM, who over the summer did nothing but burn down and trash neighborhoods and, you know, burned up police stations and stuff like that.
You are correct. And not to interrupt, I'll give you a second here. For those of you just tuned in, we just played one of the clips a few moments ago. Big corporations. Now, some of the big Wall Street companies have said they're going to stop giving money to both parties, at least for the next few months. That's not uncommon. It's a slow time in the political season. I get why they're doing that. But you got companies like Blue Cross and Blue Shield, other big name corporations out there, and other, like, for example, Marriott Hotel, are saying to all those Republicans that undermined democracy last week, that undermined the rule of law, we're not going to give any more political donations. And I was asking the question, where is the hypocrisy by these same companies? And to your point, Hank, in contrast to the Black Lives Matter and the anti-police riots last year, many of the corporations pledged over $1 billion to Black Lives Matter. So you are 100% correct.
Yeah, and the other thing is that none of that money, or either a very, very small pittance of it, went to the actual black lives that they're trying, or neighborhoods and things like
right.
that. They didn't distribute the money out anywhere, and it's a corporation among itself. And so everybody's always asking, like Candace Owens, where's all this money going?
I agree.
They're not seeing it.
Yeah. It's like when Jesse Jackson, some of my friends used to call him High Jackson. Remember High Jack? Anyway.
The Shakedown artist?
Yeah, the Shakedown artist. Whatever happened, like Al Sharpton, whatever happened to these? I'm sorry. Now I'm a racist because I'm picking on a couple of those in the black committee. I am not. I would have said this of anybody. Yeah, what happened to all the money that they were getting donations when they were shaking down Coca-Cola for equal rights? I think you bring up a good point. Where's the money going?
You don't even have to go back. You don't have to go back that far. What about the Clinton Foundation? She buttoned up shop after she didn't get the presidency.
Well, there's
a whole other hypocrisy thing right there for you.
I agree. Hey, man, good to have you on this morning. 904-831-0600. So, Roger, you get where I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Major hypocrisy. We gave over $1 billion to all these companies. And we're talking, you can't even include what happened last week versus BLM. Yes, unfortunate. It shouldn't have happened any deaths. Police should not have been beaten up by some of the Trump people out there. But when you look at the overall, the shakedown artists, the BLM, burning, looting, creating their own autonomous zones, rioting, and yet, they did shake down, and they got hundreds of millions into over $1 billion of money pledged to them by big, huge corporations.
Well, it seems like a lot of that money stopped as soon as all the craziness, you know, the initial marches, people were, I guess, relatively peaceful.
They got what they wanted. Why would they want to do it? You got $1 billion. Why? I mean, heck, if you need another billion, just go out and protest. All right. 831-0600. More as we continue to move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's get to it right now. One of my favorite, Jonathan Williams, is a well-known economist, author of the book Rich States, Poor States. He's the economist with ALEC, ALEC.org. That is the American Legislative Exchange Council. Here is a clip from somebody you know, Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform, of what may come out of the chute once all of the Democrats finally get sworn in with a Biden presidency, the maintaining of the House among Democrats, and, of course, the Democrats still now controlling the U.S. Senate, some of the proposed tax increases. See if some of this sounds familiar here.
There are a series of tax increases that he's promised. He has said he intends to raise the corporate income tax. Repeatedly, he said he would repeal the entire Republican tax cut. That means taking the corporate rate from 21%, which is competitive in the world, up to 35%, which is not competitive. Sometimes his staff says it's only going to go up to 28%, still higher than China, still higher than Germany, higher than Britain, higher than Canada, higher than most other countries. So his Treasury Secretary wants to have an energy tax to raise the cost of gasoline or home heating fuel by about 20%. He's also promised the left $11 trillion in additional spending over the next decade. Massively higher spending increase than than Obama ever thought of.
All right, Jonathan, so let me stop right there. Is this the, I don't know how many more taxes are, how many more out there that maybe we haven't reported on? Increasing the corporate tax, of course, if you're going to repeal the whole Bush, the whole Trump tax cuts, you will raise taxes on middle-class families out there. Now they're talking about an energy tax. Is that just the beginning? And if that's the beginning, what other taxes are they floating around?
Good question, Ed. As I always say, this is the land of make-believe here in Washington, and it's more that way all the time here. And I think it's really a question of which, you know, Joe Biden is this going to be as a President Joe Biden? Is it going to be the President Joe Biden that said there's no red states or blue states, we're going to bring together America? Or is it the Joe Biden, as you mentioned in one of the clips here this morning, on listening on the break, talking about how he wants to work with Bernie Sanders and appease the progressive left? And I think that's an existential question that the administration is going to have to answer for itself for us to really know which direction they go in, because we've heard so many different things depending on which day the statement was made. And as Grover Norquist said there in the clip, whether it's staff talking for a president-elect Biden or whether it's things that he's saying or Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, there's lots of different ways that we could go here over the next few months. But I think it's going to be critical, obviously, to get this right, to keep our economy recovering from what has been a very tumultuous year.
Let me play for you a clip. This is kind of an entertaining clip. I want the audience to listen. It's about 50-plus seconds long. This is CNBC reporting where Christmas is all happening again in the next couple of months. There will be another stimulus package proposal. Listen to the clip from CNBC of what all is going to be jacked up on. Listen to this, Jonathan.
And Democrats on Capitol Hill have their own ideas about what this new bill should look like. Moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is calling those $2,000 stimulus checks, says they can't be a carte blanche. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says that they are a promise that must be kept. Unemployment benefits may not be an easy swing either. Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Ron Wyden, is pledging to push for his proposal to boost those benefits by $600 a week all the way through October. But that might be too much and too long for some Democrats. Remember, there were 18 House Democrats who voted against the $2 trillion aid package back in October. Many of those seats are now held by Republicans, which means that the margin of error for Democrats in the House is even smaller. Meanwhile, progressives have their own wish list too, including canceling up to $50,000 in student debt compared to the $10,000 that Biden has proposed. They also want to strengthen worker safety protections, raise the minimum wage.
All right, Jonathan, we could spend several days or several hours just on those issues, especially the $600 boost in extra unemployment through October. Are you kidding me? Hear me out for a second. If Biden, we know that the AOC, the progressive crowd, wants Biden to go big. You know, you got Black Lives Matter. All the progressives say that Biden owes all of them as well because they helped ensure his victory. At least that's what they claim. Is this still a win? This is the key question. Is this still a win for the progressives, even though they are not going to get student loan eliminated? But let's say they get 10, 20, 30,000. Is this still considered a win for the liberal left?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's bad policy, but it would be, I think, considered if they want to think about it incrementally, that's moving in their direction, just as some of, unveiling the repeal of some of the Trump tax cuts. If they don't get all the repeal, I think some of it's going to be a much more difficult political lift than others, such as very popular measures such as the child care tax credit and the standard deduction and things like that that were really dramatically enhanced with the Trump tax cuts. Now, that's not going to be something a very narrow House majority, as you mentioned there, that Nancy Pelosi has to navigate. And, there's a real headwinds that she was going to lose the Speaker's gavel in 2022 if she repeats the errors of a decade ago when she went very radical and put Obamacare and so many other things into law and made her moderate members, relatively moderate Democrat members, walk the plank on some very difficult votes. So we'll see if she learned her lesson from the last time before Republicans took Congress and the 2010 elections.
Yeah, Jonathan Williams is an economist with the American Legislative Exchange Council. The website's alec.org, alec.org. Jonathan, I would assume that with, and let me play for you this clip, with the bad unemployment numbers that we saw for December, there was analysts that said that it should have been 50 to 60,000 brand new jobs. We actually lost 140. Listen to CNBC's host of Mad Money, Jim Cramer, says. He says this is actually probably better news for those that may be expecting more stimulus checks.
Really ugly employment report. This brings number non-farm payrolls down 140,000 in December. Most economists were expecting an increase. Every disappointing jobs number like this one makes it more likely we'll get another round of government stimulus checks to help cushion the blow.
Okay, so I think it's going to happen. Jonathan, here's the big question. Put on your crystal eight ball. Do you think, I would assume the first thing that's going to happen from all the Democrats is going to be a brand new stimulus package. When do the looking at repealing some of the Trump tax cuts, when does that take place, do you think?
I think it's going to be very difficult to get the votes on that for a number of months. Probably they're going to have to use one of these arcane Senate rules called budget reconciliation that would allow them to do it with a simple majority, with the vice president breaking the 50-50 tie to repeal some of the tax cuts and increase taxes. And that may be later in the year. But I think you're exactly right that the stimulus idea with the checks, whatever size they may be, will be one of the first things that will get tackled, probably unemployment insurance, and probably something that, you know, Ed, you and I have talked about many times, is the bailout of the really unresponsible states that have really been at the forefront of this whole debate over the last year around the next round of stimulus. This is something I think is probably going to be, unfortunately, a reality to some degree now in 2021 with the new majorities, and that's something we're going to be watching very closely.
You know, you bring up, that was my, thank you for slamming it out of the ballpark. That was my next question. I mean, you got Andrew Cuomo now saying that, of course, he's up for re-election. It's just, we can't keep waiting on the vaccine. We got to reopen up the economy right now. Does this give political coverage now to these states to look politically correct by keeping their economy shut down if they know that Congress is going to give them more money? Or to me, it would be better not to give them any more money, to turn around and encourage them to open up their economy. What do you think is going to happen among these blue states?
It absolutely gives them more incentive to keep the thing shut down. Like, look at New York and New Jersey, some of the most locked down states with Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy. They've been raising taxes. They've been keeping their economy shut down, ruining the livelihoods of small businesses and restaurants. I mean, it's just a shame what's happened in Manhattan and many of those cities across New York and New Jersey. And look at the unemployment rates. They're 8.5% and 10% respectively in those two states when you've got states that have reopened and done wise things on a free market basis, where their unemployment rate is 3% in many states right now, where the average, as we all know, is 6.7 currently. And so there's a wide gulf right here, but we would absolutely give states the incentive to keep things locked down and do the wrong thing by giving them more cash right now. And let's hope for cooler heads prevailing, like Senator Manchin and some more moderate members, to keep the price tag down and make sure that we can get this economy and this country reopened in a safe way.
You know, next discussion we're going to have some of my conservative friends think I'm crying heresy, and I'm not. I think Biden, if Biden can get a small moderate victory, I think he'll take it. I'm not assuming he may be able to go as far left as what some have predicted. I think he's probably a little bit more going, hey, I'll take a win as a win because I want to look good. But that's for another day. Hey, I'm glad you came on. There's a lot to talk about. It will not be a boring first year of the Biden administration. Jonathan Williams, economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council. Thanks for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me, my friend. And let's all hold on to our wallets this year. It's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah. All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. A lot more news coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on Blanding Boulevard headed north just before Kingsley Avenue. Add an extra couple minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org.
That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. And 1957 was also the year the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. And now Boger Shoes has become your fashion headquarters for New Balance footwear. Boger's has just received a new shipment of New Balance shoes for women and men, with many new colors and styles from which to choose. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all your footwear needs. With your prescription, the four board-certified podiatrists on staff at Boger's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boger Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 80 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Come by Boger Shoes today and see for yourself why Boger's was voted Bold City's best specialty shoe store at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Happy New Year from everyone at Boger Shoes. Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A wave of corporations say they will freeze political donations to the Republican Party after the Capitol Hill riots last week. Members of the Trump administration say the president's last few days will be focused on his successes, from the border wall to Operation Warp Speed. And the FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, coming up on 7:51, this is a great clip. 60 Minutes interviewed with reporter Leslie Stahl, interviewed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Wait till you hit, she gets called out by, because Madam Speaker, why did you stall the COVID relief bill for 8 months before and after the election? No, that was the Republicans' fault. Not that quick. Listen to this. This is pretty good.
What about the COVID relief package that was held up for 8 months?
No. But that was their obstruction.
Yeah, you.
I understand this.
Well, wait.
Yeah. Was their obstruction?
Yours too.
Their obstruction.
No. She says it was the Republicans obstructing. That's what it was.
Obstruction. I understand this.
Well, wait. Yeah.
Was their obstruction?
Yours too.
Their obstruction.
No, yours too. Takes
no,
two
it wasn't obstruction.
You
it
held out for 8 months.
No, we held it up because there was no respect for our heroes, our state and local healthcare workers, mm-hmm. police and fire, our first responders, our sanitation, transportation, food workers, our teachers. They would not go down that path.
There's a member of your caucus who said specifically that we look like obstructionists and it was a mistake.
Now, let me point this out. First responders, by all means, should be taken care of. Mm-hmm. Students, well, at least teachers as well. Teachers are already being taken care of, okay? This is not, you didn't hear one thing in there about helping out the private sector, which you guys support shutting down. You all want to blame Trump for the economy, but yet you support the same policies and measures while blaming Trump to keep the economy from even restarting back up out there. I just find this so fascinating. Pelosi gets called out, can't handle it. Remember what happened with Wolf Blitzer in October of last year.
Even members of your own caucus, Madam Speaker, want to accept this deal, $1.8 trillion.
I don't know why you're always an apologist, and many of your colleagues apologists for the Republican position. Do you have any idea what the difference is between the spending that they have in their bill and that we have in our bill?
It's not everything you want, but,
you know, but
there's a lot there.
Honest to God, you really, I can't get over it. You really don't know what you're talking about.
Mm. It's about millions of Americans who can't put food on the table, who can't pay the rent,
and
who are having trouble.
Them. And we represent them.
Getting
and
by
we represent
these
them.
Laws
Thank you for your
us.
Sensitivity to our constituents.
Man, she's mean. And it's going to be interesting to see what kind of, you know, I wonder if the progressives are going to give her a rough time. This is her last go around. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely. So I wonder if the progressives may give her more of a rough time. She's going to get it from the progressives and from the conservatives.
I guess only the time will tell. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, what I think is so interesting and needs to be pointed out was that she wasn't talking about showing respect for our first responders and medical workers. She was talking about
bailing
things that
out.
Had nothing to do with COVID relief, using the COVID budget to pay for those things.
I'm going to tell you where all this is going to come out, folks. Over the next year, it's not going to be no more about I'm telling you, I'm a Nostradamus when it comes to this. Roger, it will no longer be about yes, it will be about wasteful spending. Not that should we. The bottom line is, okay, if we're going to spend it, the question is, okay, do you spend it on this or do you spend it on that? It's not that whether we need the spending or not. Most of us don't think we need the spending.
Hmm.
It's going to boil down to what did you spend it on compared to those that it should have been spent on? That is where the next big debate will take place this year into the 2022 elections. I'm telling you, it worked for Obama in 2008. And it'll work again, maybe, for the conservatives in 2022. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with that slow traffic on 295 headed south, right between New Kings Road and Pritchard Road. It's from an earlier accident that still has the left lane blocked, so you'll need to add about 20 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today will be cloudy with the high of 62, partly cloudy tonight with the low of 42. Right now, it is 60 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. After banning President Trump, Twitter shares are plummeting. Wall Street issues a warning to House Democrats. Those stories next.
Ready for a change of scenery in the new year? The best place to start is your own home. If you haven't tried Blinds.com, now's the time to start the year fresh with new window treatments at a great low price. Save on everything at Blinds.com, including blinds, shades, interior shutters, and even outdoor shades. Whether you're looking for blackout shades or that perfect glow, choose from a beautiful array of options customized just for your home. It's easy to order online with free shipping and a guaranteed perfect fit. Whether you DIY or have them handle the install from start to finish. Do not wait to save. Enjoy a brand new view all year long and turn your dream home into a reality. Visit Blinds.com now to save on the new year's easiest home improvement project. Plus, pay over 24 months at 0% APR on qualifying purchases with PayPal Credit Easy Payments through January 31st, 2021. As of September 1st, 2020, new PayPal credit accounts have a variable purchase APR of 23.99% that will vary with the market based on the prime rate. Minimum interest charge is $2. Subject to credit approval, visit blinds.com/PayPal for details.
Shares of social media site Twitter plunged after President Trump's popular account was banned. Twitter saw its share price drop 7% the first business day investors could react. Democrats in the House of Representatives spooked Wall Street, introducing an article of impeachment against the president. Wall Street saying markets may react badly to that futile distraction again at a time they say the focus should be on tackling the China virus and moving ahead with new stimulus efforts. The cruise industry, one of the hardest hit sectors. The Carnival Corporation says its 2022 cruise bookings are running ahead of its 2019 numbers. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying. their first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Love you,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Coming up next, for those of you that have been not listening this morning, the FBI says they're warning all 50 state capitals about armed protest before, on, and after the inauguration. What does this mean take place for the state of Florida? So National Guard troops, could they be called up? Some states are looking at this. Is this overblown? Is this actually something that should be taken seriously? We'll have all of these news clips coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.